Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Oh, my gosh.
Need to get some real trumpets for our sound effects. I'll work on that.
What do you mean?
But that was as real as it gets.
That's always been real. I don't know what you're talking about.
Great.
Well, you know, this is Trump Tuesday, and we are astonished. I mean, just when you think it doesn't get any crazier, what they're pulling out of their hat right now to fight against Trump is, I mean, it's jaw-dropping. They've even gone...
Unbelievable.
They've gone farther than I expected them to this early on, actually, where, you know, we've even got this statement here by Michael Moore, no less, who is issuing a warning over Donald Trump. Oh. And he actually said, we don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it. Donald Trump is smarter than us, as he is describing his legitimate fear with fellow Democrats.
Yes.
And so it's, I guess, if it's going to be, you know, put out there that way, that now they realize he's smarter than they are, that now they are going to pull out their big guns because
they're terrified of him.
They're terrified.
Yeah.
Yep. And they know that we very well have the full capability of bringing this nation back to what it's supposed to be, what it was designed to be.
Yes.
In a traditional Christian American fashion, following the Constitution and not being overrun and run from within by all of these globalists.
Well, yeah. And like going after the enemies of this country.
That's right.
That's what they're terrified of. They're terrified of, they hate us for supporting him.
Yep.
They hate him for standing in their way of the agenda of creating or advancing their democracy while they're destroying the republic.
Right.
Yep. You know, and so let them throw a fit, let them stomp up and down and get red in the face and throw their temper tantrums. We're coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so after the break, we've got two extremely important audio clips to share with you that I mean, it's going to blow your hair back. I am still in utter disbelief by what we're seeing. And so, you know, but this is Trump Tuesday, and that's exactly what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the truth, and the truth from the perspective of the legitimately elected president from the 2020 election.
That's right. And the only leader of America that the communists and globalists are terrified of.
That's right.
Yep. And that's what we're going to stand behind.
Yep.
So we get that to look forward to. You know, yesterday, somebody asked, after you posted the video about the eclipse on April 8th.
Right.
So what precisely is going to happen on April 8th? Well, first of all, go watch the video that we mentioned.
Yep.
That's going to answer all your questions. I will tell you what's going to happen on April 8th. It's going to get dark for a few minutes.
That's right.
In much of the country.
Yep.
And that's it.
Right.
That's what's going to happen on April 8th. But studying God's pattern and how he works and how he has worked in the past historically, there's something we should be paying attention to.
That's right.
Not necessarily for April 8th, but at some point to follow, if we fear the Lord and his justice, it's something that we should be paying attention to.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we're not saying there's not going to be an asteroid going to hit the Earth on April 8th. You know, it's not going to be... It's not
that's not the way it works.
Right.
Well, it's according to what happened with Jonah and Nineveh, the eclipse was meant to be that sign saying, you know, this is the Lord saying, okay, this is the mark.
Right.
This is the mark that marked from this day forward, you have 40 days to repent. And if you don't, you are going to get stomped into the dirt.
Right.
And so that was what Jonah delivered to Nineveh, is that message that you guys need to repent because God's about ready to judge this nation harshly.
Yes.
And so with everything that is involved with this mark, right, this mark across the United States,
yeah,
actually is an X, you know, and that the X in the Hebrew alphabet means mark. It's a mark.
Yes.
You know, so
that's right.
So, you know, if you miss the mark, that is also the definition of sin.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's also so many things are interesting, if not utterly fascinating, about what's going on. And the, you know, well, we've talked about it all before.
Yeah,
and,
we have.
And so, people, I think, are understanding as to, you know, what that means according to the sign of Jonah that Jesus was talking about yesterday,
right,
in the word of the day in Matthew 12. That's extremely important as,
yeah,
well.
It is. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So, speaking of the word of the day yesterday, this is about the time in the show we want to get to the word of the day.
That's,
we,
right,
want to visit the word every day. So, what do we have in store?
Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from a random turning in Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 22 through 30, which read, "Thus says the Lord, behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses, as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, pain as of a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field, nor walk by the way. Because of the sword of the enemy, fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, dress in sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. I have set you as an assayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely, and the lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them." And that's it.
Wow. So this is a random turning?
Yes. Following what we were talking about.
Yeah, unreal.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is judgment. This is a warning of foreigners, invaders,
yep,
conquerors.
Yes.
Being put in place because of the wickedness,
that's right,
of God's people.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a jaw dropper as well. That is something that goes right along with this whole eclipse coming up on April 8th.
Right.
Saying,
right,
repent, repent. This is your warning, you know, United States, this is your warning. This is it. And boy, I can't help but to agree. I mean, this is a random turning, and that is describing judgment. And so the Bible notes on this describe, fear is on every side, a favorite expression of Jeremiah to indicate all-encompassing danger. And then he goes on, the notes describe, sackcloth and ashes are used as symbols of mourning. And God speaks to Jeremiah and assigns him to the task of testing the people as an assayer tests metals.
Right.
And so a fortress that it's referring to is better understood as precious metals. And when it describes bronze and iron, it's comparing it to silver and gold. And these are base metals. And the process for refining silver employed the addition of lead to the ore, and the lead was consumed as the alloys were drawn off. And here the process fails because the silver ore has too many impurities. The people then are rejected silver.
Wow.
And so, yikes. The silver has too many impurities and is rejected silver.
You know, I don't want to see that happen, but we're also, something needs to happen because these people that have taken operational control of once a Christian nation are begging for judgment.
Right.
You know, and not that we deserve it, not that, you know, the majority of the people deserve it, but how many times was Israel judged because of the policies of the king?
Right.
You know, the government.
Right.
And of course the people at the top level, all the way, even the priests were corrupt, the king was corrupt, judges were corrupt. I mean, there was just corruption all the way through. The entire nation paid the price for that.
Right.
That is really aggravating. But listen to this. Yesterday, you know, we're very strong supporters of Israel. A couple of days ago, Chuck Schumer said, I believe on Saturday, listen to this quote, "The United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israel policy by using our leverage to change the present course."
Right. He was calling for new elections in Israel. This was Schumer.
Right.
Who does he think he is?
He's gotten pretty big for his britches, I'll tell you that, because he has no business meddling in another nation, especially Israel of all nations.
Exactly.
Because Netanyahu, his approval rating is through the roof.
Yep.
Right now. One thing October 7th did to a very divided Israel was united them.
That's for sure.
And they want total victory because until Hamas is completely destroyed, and there's not even, you can't have a two-state solution. There is no two-state solution anymore.
Right.
That's not the solution. The solution is to destroy Hamas and everyone who supports them, or Israel won't be safe again.
That's right.
Actually, since I believe we're entering into the end times, I think once this war started, it won't end now, not until Christ comes back. I mean,
you could be right, because it could just keep linking one thing to the next, to the next. And, you know, people might be wondering right now, why would Christians, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, some Christians might be wondering, why would the Christians have to repent? Well, it's less as an individual thing and more as a mass thing across the whole United States that instead of being involved like we are ought, like we're supposed to be involved in how politics is run in this country, that we make sure that true Christians actually get into place, that maybe we would have found out long ago that all of this election fraud was happening under our noses and we could have put a stop to it.
Right.
You know, the fact that the entire pulpit is more concerned about their tax-exempt status than saving this nation.
Yes.
That right there could very well be the key thing that God is saying, you all better repent because you guys are essentially the check and balance against evil in this nation, and you've decided to be more concerned about tax-exempt status than saving this nation and being involved where you ought to be.
What a gift we were given by being part of the government. You know,
exactly.
We, the people, by the people, for the people, of the people, which means the people have a duty, a responsibility to participate in the stewardship of their government.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to get the government you deserve if you don't get the government, you know, if you don't get involved.
Exactly. Because essentially, them creating this tax-exempt status for all pastors and all churches is the same thing. You know, when they agree to it, it's the same thing as every Christian in America saying, we now no longer participate in American politics, and we now invite all of our enemies and all of the evil people to govern us.
Yeah.
That's essentially what that says. And so God has to be beside himself, because look at what that has allowed to happen in the greatest nation on earth.
Yeah, pretty astounding. You know, there is, before we take a break, it's really cool news out of Tennessee.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about all of the McDonald's, but a whole bunch of McDonald's restaurants, McDonald's,
yeah,
are publicly and openly putting all of this associated with Easter.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. He is risen, including painting the storefront windows with all of this, everything pointing to Christ.
Yep.
And the reason for that, which is so refreshing at this day and age when all of these corporations are going woke.
Right.
This is just...
Well, because that's true America right there. America would have posted that all over the place in the past.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we came from. That is everybody saying that, of course we're Christians.
Right.
Of course that's what we're going to post on all our
he
windows.
He is risen. Yep. Right. We celebrate that.
That's
absolutely
right. Yep.
So, and of course, the more we've learned about Passover and the more we've learned about the roots of Easter,
right?
You know, we've shifted away from Easter, the Ishtar, the pagan holiday.
Right.
And started to focus actually on the Lord's feast.
Right, embracing Passover. That's what it's truly about.
It really is. And Christ is the fulfillment of that Passover.
Yep.
And so we've gotten away from that. Christians, by and large, like they don't even know what Passover is. So I don't know, some...
They don't know what either are. They don't know what Easter is, and they don't know what Passover is.
Right.
They've just been following the popular pagan line for quite some time,
yeah,
and they don't even know what they're doing by following Easter.
Right. Easter eggs and Easter bunnies.
And what does that have to do with Jesus? Absolutely zip.
Right.
Right? So interesting.
Yeah. So come around all the way around full circle. It's like...
For sure.
So, let's go ahead and let's take that break then. We've got more to cover, a couple of great audio clips, and one very alarming audio clip that you need to be aware of that's out there. This just, I thought of Liz Cheney, you know, as soon as I heard this.
That's right.
Or in that little group of ilk that call themselves Republicans. Well, we've got that coming up. So stick around. Hey, thank you guys for your prayers and your support. It's good to be back, and it's great to have you with us. We'll be back right after these messages. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at reneeholidayforcongress.com. It's spelled R-E-N-E-H-O-L-A-D-A-Y ForCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Christian Patriots. Segment 2 of the Morning Commute here, coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt. Lady Liberty, a couple cool things lined up here.
Oh, for sure. Everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday. And of course, we want to highlight a few of the key takeaways from the Supreme Court Trump ballot ruling, because they're extremely important that we share these far and wide and people understand what has happened here that is fantastic.
Yeah. It
says here that the Supreme Court issued a landmark unanimous decision on March 4th clarifying that states don't have authority under the 14th Amendment to disqualify candidates for federal office. And this March 4th opinion centralized decision-making with Congress and effectively negated the possibility of multiple ongoing court battles in states such as Colorado. It also nullified rulings that former President Donald Trump was disqualified in Maine and Illinois and removed the disqualification option from state judges whose decision could have been used to justify similar moves in other states.
Excellent.
So that is a synopsis we must all understand, that
yes,
the Supreme Court ruled absolutely against it and the states don't have the right. So
that's
hooray
right
for that.
And the left is flipping out, and not just the left, but those calling themselves Republicans are flipping out.
That's right.
They are in danger mode right now.
Oh, big time.
Hair's on fire. They're freaking out and they're pulling out all the stops. So,
right. We have this clip here. This is the latest Republican Party release, this new ad. And they called it the funeral, quote unquote, the funeral.
Yeah.
Listen to what they said.
The party that made America safer, stronger. The party that put our security and American values first. A party born to expand liberty. A party of real free markets and economic growth that starts on Main Street, not rigged giveaways and special favors. Led by men and women of honor and courage, service and sacrifice. Leaders who never talk America down. That party is dead. We know why. We know who killed it. We're conservatives, not crazies. We believe in responsibility and accountability, in following the Constitution and the law, even when we don't like the results. We don't have to agree with Joe Biden on every policy issue. We won't. And when we don't, we'll say so. But so much is at stake in this election, and it's time to put country over party and America over Trump.
That is bold.
That's astonishing. They just blamed Trump for destroying the Republican Party. How can you get any dumber than that if you're a Republican, to divide yourself from the leading man in the entire nation?
Yep. And we're trying to authenticate this video, too, to see if this truly came from the Republican Party or if it's some other entity that's trying to make this sound like a...
Is this AI? Is this... What is this?
Well, sadly, there's Republicans in the Republican Party that actually feel this way, and they need to go.
Right, exactly.
So what's this other one?
Well, so we have this other great interview from Fox News, no less, with Michael Schellenberg describing how the intelligence community is now using tools that they had used in psychological operations abroad against the American people in a counter-populist effort. And so listen to what he has to say.
As a Substack columnist, he joins me now. Do you think these hoaxes have any chance of working, Michael?
Hey, it's good to be with you, Jesse. You know, I don't know, but I think it's interesting about the bloodbath word is that, of course, it refers as often to political defeat. And so it's hard not to interpret what's going on here as Democrats expressing their concern that they're going to suffer a bloodbath at the ballot box in November. But I do think there's a darker side to all of this, which is that Democrats have really used, they've weaponized the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, to really gin up a phony hate crisis, a violent domestic extremism crisis, as a pretext. In fact, we saw an entrapment effort by FBI with the Michigan governor fake kidnapping. We also know that January 6th, that there was still a fake phony pipe bomb investigation where the Secret Service deleted all of its messages. We know that the FBI has put out a phony map about it, and that they themselves knew that those so-called pipe bombs couldn't go off. We're looking at a significant effort to really conjure a fake domestic extremism crisis. It worries me, honestly. It's not so much I'm sure that people are going to fall for this or that, but I worry about the weaponization of America's intelligence, security, and law enforcement organizations as a way to try to manipulate politics and as a way to really use those agencies to target ordinary Americans, nonviolent Americans, for their political views.
What is it about Trump that makes them so crazy? They always went dirty with Bush or with Romney or McCain. They always do the same stuff. This is at such a higher level. Why do you think that is?
I mean, look, I think there's part of it is just the reaction by progressives to Trump's working class appeal. I think there's a lot of just cultural reaction to the vulgarity. I think what really concerns me, though, has been the involvement of the intelligence community. You know, we reported on and spoke to you a few weeks ago about the role of the CIA in creating the Russia collusion hoax to investigate and really impugn the Trump campaign. We start to see that with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security. So it's really the marriage of those two things that really has me concerned, which is that they're going to start weaponizing the federal government against the American people as a way to, you know, try to engage in politics. But even more, you know, you see the victims of it, people being put away for really absurdly long times in jail and prison for participating in things like January 6th, far longer sentences than people are getting for violent crimes in places like California and New York.
So, Mike, just the way they did Trump Russia, is the bloodbath hoax, is the dictator on day one hoax, are those hoaxes pretexts to justify the FBI and CIA getting involved again in another election to lay traps for Trump?
Yeah, and potentially, I would say, also to engage in censorship. I mean, this is really bad. I mean, we saw what basically happened with the rise of the censorship industrial complex in reaction to Trump was the U.S. intelligence community using tools that they had used to wage psychological operations abroad, turning them against the American people in a counter-populist effort. Huge amounts of evidence at this point involved people at the Department of Homeland Security, British military, American military. So that's what worries me, is that this is all pretext of a larger campaign to essentially to turn Americans against each other and for Americans to start to see Trump supporters as a violent threat to democracy.
It's a great point. I think it is a counter-populism effort at the behest of very powerful corporations and very powerful people. Mike, thanks as always. Everybody go check out his Substack. It's hot.
Yeah, that's a little lengthy, but it's just golden. I mean, he hit it right on the head. One statement he said, you know, we're beginning to weaponize the federal government. We're not beginning. They're in full stride right now.
That's right.
They began quite some time ago. So once again, it's time to back the leader that they, the left, the globalists, the anti-Americanists, are terrified of.
Absolutely.
So, well, with that, we'll go ahead and shut her down for the day. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute. And spread the word to your like-minded friends and family that the morning commute is back. And send them the link to this Podbean podcast.
That's right. We need everybody here we can get.
That's right. Okay, guys, you be safe, be vigilant, and join us tomorrow morning.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian MAGA patriots out there.